Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP. Before I even start, we got a minute here before we actually start, Al. It's 5:59. Rhea, I need you to. Al and I are having a dispute.
Okay.
Right? And I put everything public, Al. I don't worry about it. All right? I would like today, now I give out the numbers 888-729-9494.
Sure.
I would like to also give out today the National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
No.
But do you understand that things are not going well at all in Philadelphia sports?
No.
Do you understand that I had the assistants remove all the sharp objects from the studio already today?
Because
I don't even know where to start on this day in Philadelphia sports.
It was a rough night.
A rough night?
It was so bad, Al Morgani sent me a text.
Al Morgani doesn't text?
No, he said, did you see the Villanova score? And I go, no, I'm watching the Sixers.
No, I sent a text that said, fire Jay Wright.
Oh, that's right, fire Jay Wright.
You know, Al, and I'll tell you something else. In a moment, you're going to hear some critical remarks about another coach who's working in this city because Big John Johnson's back.
Yeah.
You know what?
There's
a couple of things here.
Yes.
I hope this doesn't make it worse.
What happened?
Look, if you need the number, ask me when you call in. I'll give it to you. All right? If they ask, it's okay. Because this week has been so bad.
It's awful.
It's been one insult to our intelligence after another.
Yeah.
And Joe Wechter put it all together because he's nothing if not cheerful.
This is the Eagles' debut of Golden Tate. And that should be exciting. He fires out the Tate. Tate cuts inside and picks up about 7 yards, but he is short of a first down. So the Eagles go 1-2-3 and out. Wentz takes the snap. He's back. Steps up. He lets it go. And it's intercepted.
Cowboys rushing to the line of scrimmage. Do they give it to Elliott? No, they sneak and they score. And the crowd that was cheering wildly for the Eagles at the start of this game now is offering that low, hollow sound.
Rolling is Prescott. Fires. Elliott. Touchdown. Touchdown! Wentz! Guns it in to Zach Ertz.
And Elliott breaks the tackle and spins into the end zone. The game is over and the Cowboys win. Mike, that hurts.
Panthers hanging on for a 2-1 win here at the Wells Fargo Center.
This is a rematch of the National Championship game.
This is the hottest ticket.
Baseline Matthews.
Oh, the tip jam. Rozdakis.
He is an impressive youngster.
Oh, my goodness, Matthews.
He's got some game.
And a steal, Matthews up and in. Villanova sloppy with the basketball.
Well, they are really punishing him.
73-46. 18th-ranked Michigan defeats 8th-ranked Villanova.
Welcome, everyone, to Amway Center, where we are about to see, as the clock indicates, the Sixer debut of Jimmy Butler.
Butler got it.
Jimmy Butler in a Sixer debut, hitting his first three shots.
Ross for three.
17-0 game, Orlando run. Ross followed off for three. Redick thinking about it. There it is. Oh, don't count it. Stepped out of bounds. Sixers lose in Jimmy Butler's Sixer debut.
What a week to quit drinking, as Steve Coates would say.
Yes.
I just got to mention now, before we get to the Sixers and the Jimmy Butler debut, which I'm sure is number one on the minds of most of our listeners. You're talking about Villanova, the national champs. Remember, Eagles were the champs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost to the Cowboys here. And that was horrible. That was horrendous. It's Thursday out, and the bad taste is still in our mouths. We have not yet gotten over that Cowboy loss, right? And then you go to the next champ we got, Villanova. And then they got this guy. They booked this guy who must have put up God knows how many million. Bill Finneran, right? And now they make a mistake. They prepare, you know, the unveiling of the renovated pavilion
for
halftime. Which they, you know, assumed that at the very least Villanova would be competitive since they're the champs and it's the rematch of the championship final. It was 44-17. Villanova was getting crushed in what became the worst margin of defeat in the 32-year history of the Pavilion.
No.
And this, Al, now I don't know how much Bill Finneran gave, but I guarantee you, Al, it had lots of commas. This guy's a booster who gave him the money to basically rebuild the Pavilion.
They renamed it Finneran's Wake.
And he has to come out at halftime and tell it. No, Al, he's got to address the crowd. And up on the renovated scoreboard is 47-17, the other team. All right? And here, and so he, all he could say is, well, if you're lucky, fans, you're seeing the worst game you will ever see here.
That's a good sense of humor.
Is that not Al? Is that how bad it gets?
It was bad.
But most people were not paying attention to that because they were very excited to see the debut of Jimmy Butler.
And it was going good at that time.
He got the first three shots. You just heard it, John. Everything was looking good, right?
Everything was great early goings.
In fact, everything was great for most of the game, because they went into the fourth quarter with a 16-point lead. How is it possible, with one of the best defensive players added to your roster, that you would allow Orlando, which is not any juggernaut, are they?
Orlando's nothing. They are nothing.
John, 21 consecutive points, seven times down the court.
Yep.
Seven times successful with the points.
Yep.
How is that possible?
There are multiple reasons.
One is the best couple.
One is the head coach.
Who? Oh.
Two is the best player on the roster, your franchise player in Joel Embiid.
Raking up threes.
And the third, I wish I was immensely disappointed in last night, Ben Simmons.
Yep.
All right, let's go backwards. Start with Simmons. What, he had a very nondescript evening. Right?
He had a bad night. It wasn't even nondescript. It was bad. It was bad night for Ben Simmons in all aspects of the game.
Why?
I don't know what the hell's going on with him. Over the last 2 weeks, he has regressed substantially to the point where even when he wasn't, you could always say even if Ben wasn't successful offensively, he's always been a good defender. Something has been... There has been a block with him going on to where even defensively, he is lacking big time. Players, he's no longer getting in front of offensive players. They're getting past him. It's very unlike Ben Simmons. And to be honest, for the period of time that's been going on now, it's a little concerning.
All right, but is there anything to maybe he was a little intimidated with another big star in the lineup?
It is possible.
Right, a little bit. Because that was a big factor in Embiid's night, was
it
not?
Absolutely was.
Tell me what you were seeing in the chemistry between Embiid and the new kid, Butler.
Embiid, from the opening tip, he had to make it known. He was very adamant about this. This is my team. Welcome to the Sixers, but I'm letting you know this is my team, and you're going to watch me score 11 points in this quarter. Just get open. I'll feed you the ball under the net for some easy buckets. Welcome to the team, but this is mine, and you're going to know it.
Hey, hold on. Now, Al Morganti is our expert in canines.
Canines?
Al, is that not alpha male behavior? He's staking his territory. My dog likes to pee on other people's lawns.
Like his father.
Jesus, God, that doesn't work in the NBA.
In my case, really, it's inadvertent. Yeah. But Al, they want
a three-pointer.
He's staking his claim. This is
good
still
thing Trey
my
Rollins
team.
Ain't playing.
All right, can we get to the damn? I'm trying to give some really serious sports comment here. Right, Al, he is saying here,
yo,
Jimmy, welcome aboard. This is my team.
I guess there's some
because you saw it again in the fourth quarter,
you
right,
did.
John?
In the first quarter. I get the first quarter. It's fine in the first quarter.
Right?
Not in the fourth.
Not in the fourth.
Fourth quarter, he's doing it again.
Butler only took two shots.
Butler took two shots in the fourth quarter.
Oh,
Joel
that's
Embiid.
Not right.
But here's the problem.
Right.
Embiid went two for his final 15.
I don't know.
The fourth quarter,
oh my God,
when it got closer and closer and closer and,
15.
And closer. He's pulling up three-point shots.
He's tired.
Stop that.
He was tired, but he still wanted to be the guy.
He had no legs, but he had to make a point. Listen, I'm going to win this game. Jimmy, sit back. You can learn from me. I'll associate with you when the time comes.
Wow. All right.
It was a bad move.
So then we'll get to your other reason, the coach, Brett Brown.
Yeah.
Did you find that Brett Brown did not handle this alpha male behavior properly?
In the fourth quarter, he absolutely did not.
What did he do in the fourth quarter to stop the run by the Magic?
He didn't do much of anything. He didn't do anything.
He's the head coach.
They went on a 21-0 run. 21-0. He called a timeout, which, okay, you have to call a timeout at some point in there. Brett Brown can build great chemistry in a locker room. He can get his players to love him. Mm. But to this point, you have every reason to question Brett Brown, the tactician. In the moment, can you draw up the right play?
I actually once had a conversation with him about his strategic skills. And we agreed to disagree because I don't think he's great at it, and he thinks he is. Al, he thinks he's a great tactician. But have we seen much of that? I haven't seen it.
Not really.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to just apply this to football. I don't believe in this thing that you get a big stud new player and you got to gradually fade him in. I don't believe in that.
The Sixers can get away with it because there's 1,000
games left. I understand that.
But the Eagles, there's no excuse for
what
they
did. When I saw what they did to Golden Tate Sunday night, the one thing I was thinking about last night is, please, don't ease him in. Jimmy Butler is, and you know what? I'll give Butler credit for something. He was trying to move in slowly.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very assertive guy. We heard him. But he wasn't trying to rock the boat on the first night. He was trying to blend, you know, with the other guys. And the coach at some point had to say, Jimmy, step up here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take two shots in the fourth quarter.
He has to. That's the problem.
Embiid.
Right.
And
Embiid's
got to take all the shots and he's tired.
But
that's dumb.
This is where it falls on the head coach as well.
Yes.
When it becomes a tight game and you're a bad road team, you're not an average road team, you're a bad road team.
Right.
It gets to that point where you have to. He's been with the team for 4 days. Yeah, he hasn't played a game yet, but he's a star player. You don't have to ease him in.
That's what I think. But anyway, Brett Brown discussed how he was easing him in. Listen.
You know, he's trying to do the right thing. You know, you're trying to put in some plays this morning and shoot around. He's trying to figure everybody else out. They're trying to figure him out. You know, it's going to take time. I think in general, you sort of see what you have in him. It's incredibly exciting.
It is exciting, but it wasn't last night in the fourth quarter at all.
Yeah.
Did they call any plays for him, John?
No, none.
He just said they put the plays in for him.
Nothing. When it was close, he wasn't even involved. Everything was Embiid, Embiid, Embiid. That's the problem. He's a star player. He's an isolation player. He can create his own shot. Give him the ball.
Wouldn't you love to know, because we know Jimmy is an independent thinker. Wouldn't you love to know what he was thinking? What he said last night was not, you know, he went by the rules. He wasn't stirring things up the first night.
Yeah. Well,
here's what he said about what happened last night.
Solid. Obviously didn't win. Not the outcome that we wanted to have. But we got a lot more of these things. I mean, I think we'll all be better, myself included. And we got another one on Friday.
But I'm going to be honest with you, Al. When it came to Brett Brown, he has completely parted ways with John Johnson. These guys couldn't be on a more different page. They're not even in the same book. All right, because Johnson was not impressed at all with Brown last night.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
And yet, when after the game, Butler was asked about the coach, he gushed. Listen.
He's special, man. He makes sure everybody's out there comfortable. Everybody knows what they're doing in the right positions. He knows that it's going to take some time for everything to, you know, come together and all that good stuff, and he's okay with it. That's the biggest thing. When the head of this thing is steering us all in the right direction, it's going to be easy.
All right, so, John, do you want to back off any of the comments made about the
coach? No. I don't care what any player says. I know what I watch with my own two eyes.
He's special, man.
He's not talking about you.
No.
That was a reference to Brett Brown, right? That was not a reference to John Johnson. Because, frankly, if Butler were hearing this, he would not like you, Johnson.
No, he would agree with me. He would be smiling. He wouldn't say anything, but he'd be smiling.
He's special, man.
I don't think so. He called him special.
Oh, that's great. He called him special. He wasn't anything but special last night.
Listen, Al, in any way has the value of my top prize been diminished today in my contest? The prize is a Jimmy Butler Sixers jersey.
Ooh.
Al.
No.
Nobody has one yet. I need a moment here. I would like to thank personally our amazing marketing director, Cynthia Webster, and our extraordinary promotion director, Brian Cole.
Hair's on fire.
They have gotten us, Al, the newest stuff before anyone has it. You can't get this stuff, and we got it.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving away today in our contest the first Jimmy Butler Sixers jersey and the first Golden State. Golden Tate.
Yeah, Golden State.
I do that.
Same but
different.
That's the first Golden Tate Eagles jersey. They are apparently they're about to be available once the Eagles use them. The official Eagles pro shops throughout the area. It is not game used because they haven't really used them yet. But I'm getting indications now that they will use Golden Tate Sunday in New Orleans.
Nice.
He's going to make the flight and everything.
Nice.
There's really a good spot there. All right. What we're going to do, Al, we are going to take, since we got these two great items, plus I got tickets to Weird Al Yankovic's, I got a Hess toy truck, I got Temple football, I got an advanced screening of Creed 2. All you got to do to win today is name one of the top six Jimmys. Any Jimmy.
Sports and entertainment?
Anything.
Oh.
Al, Jimmy is a very common name.
Yes.
Yeah. Some truly great individuals, both in sports and in the world, have been named Jimmy, James.
Oh, James.
JJ, but the J stands for James.
That all counts.
Or Jimmy. Okay. They all count. Mm. I am in search of Jimmys today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Al? A Jimmy is a nice item on an ice cream cone, too.
I think so.
Do you have a Jimmy at your age?
At my age?
Well, I mean, normally, Al, the cutoff for Jimmy is about 11.
You know what they're great on?
What?
With mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah.
Maria, do you have Jimmy's?
I haven't in a long time, but I'm craving it now.
If it gets soft ice cream, always.
See, I think what you could do, Maria, since your son is under the cutoff of 11.
I can get it.
Get it through your son, who's only at 10. So
nine,
I think you're 9. Yep. You got 2 years of Jimmy's to go.
Yeah.
Right? I'm looking for the best Jimmy's. The top five Jimmys go in a hat, six, and we pluck out and we give away the two big jerseys and all the other good stuff. You early people, what an advantage you have. There's so many great Jimmys. 888-729-9494. And again, if anybody feels that they're really upset, I have a number that I can give you that will help you.
888-72.
No, well, that's the regular number.
888-729-9494. Dr. Fish's number.
Dr. Fish, you know what, Al?
Yeah.
Does he do emergency house calls?
Oh, yeah.
Because we may need him to jump in his car and get over here today. What a week to quit drinking! WIP Sports Time 660.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.